Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm in Pittsburgh for the U.S. Open, and I thought it would be appropriate to connect with one of Pittsburgh's top sports journalists, Jerry Dulac. Plus, I like his accent. Jerry is a longtime sports writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covering golf and the Steelers, and host of The Golf Show on radio. Hey, Jerry, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, Annie, you know it's always a pleasure for me to be on the radio with you, and even better, I get to see you all week at the tournament.
Hey, it's always fun to catch up with you. I know you were born and raised in Pittsburgh. You know, I love hearing you talk because I miss that. You know, I used to come to Pittsburgh. My dad's from the Rocks, McKee's Rocks. And Pittsburgh people have a little bit of an accent, which I can, you know, I can pretty much pinpoint anytime I meet somebody from Pittsburgh. But, hey, you've covered five U.S. Opens at Oakmont Country Club. That's amazing.
Yeah, and even I go back, Annie, when I was a young kid in the business, when I worked at a suburban paper in McKeesport, I was even at the 78 PGA, not every day, but I, you know, they let me go out for like a day or two. So, but yeah, every Open since Larry Nelson in 83, I've seen.
Unbelievable. 83, 94, 2007, 2016, and of course this week. And so what are some of your top memories of covering the U.S. Opens here at Oakmont?
Well, number one, you know, I was thinking about this last night in terms of all the other U.S. Opens I've been to. What were some of the top ones that, I mean, and the specific moments that I remember. But as far as the ones at Oakmont, well, there's no question. The one in 1994 just stands out the most because it was Arnold's, you know, last U.S. Open. They gave him a special exemption to play in a tournament. He hadn't played in the Open in 11 years. And I followed him around that last round, you know, his final round on Friday. He was playing with Rocco Mediate. And there were so many facets of that day that stick out to me. And it was not just Arnold, which, of course, was at the very top. And then, of course, you know, his emotional reaction in the interview room where he had to get up and leave. He broke down. But it was the searing heat, too, how hot it was. That was the second hottest tournament that I had ever been to. Number one for me was the PGA, I think the first year I was doing it. I want to say it was 88 or 89, but I think it was 88. At the Oak Tree in Edmond, Oklahoma, when Jeff Sluman won. And that was the hottest I've ever been. Well, Oakmont in 94, was second, but, you know, Arnold's final farewell. Of course, Ernie Els winning then in the playoff, you know, three mans, Colin Montgomery, Lauren Roberts. And one of the things I remember about that is in that heat, here comes Colin Montgomery on Monday wearing all black. You know, and I think why is he had run out of clothes. And I actually think he was wearing the same black shirt he had to wear earlier. And why he couldn't go into the pro shop and buy another shirt, I have no idea. So I always remember that. And, of course, the other thing I remember about that tournament is the Bronco chase with OJ. And I'll never forget. And I was just in this restaurant the other night. I walk into a restaurant in downtown Oakmont Friday night called Michael A's. We walk in. And I look up on the TV, everybody's looking at the TV, and there's the Bronco chase going on. And there's so many elements of that 94 Open, you know, the 83 Open with Larry Nelson. I can't tell you a whole lot of anything other than I remember Tom Watson hitting like a wedge into 18. And I'm thinking, holy cow, a wedge into 18. But 94 stands out the most by far.
Right, and Ernie Els, as you know, was on my show last Sunday,
right.
And he talked about how hot it was. He, you know, it was just a brutal, you know, he had to deal with not only the brutality of the golf course, but also the intense heat. And I told my story about the Tuesday after that Open, driving down to La Trobe and visiting with Arnold Palmer. You know, only a couple months before he passed, it was a very special visit for me, and I'd never been at La Trobe before that point. And so I could just imagine what it was like in 94 to, you know, be part of Arnold's army in his last U.S. Open. That must have been very special.
Yeah, it really was, because, you know, one of the things, Annie, during his heyday, you know, of course, I didn't cover Arnold then. I was just a kid when he was playing. But I got to know Arnold later. You know, I would see him at the Masters and being up at La Trobe and La Trobe Country Club. And there's so many different little stories I can tell about being around him and him waiting for me to come from Steeler camp. And, you know, I certainly never took it for granted, but I had to be reminded, like when I would watch documentaries of Arnold, and you saw how not only great he was, but how his persona, how big he was. I mean, he changed golf. He was an American hero, a superstar, and I think, yeah. And this is the guy, and I go sit at his table and chat with him in the grill room at La Trobe. You know, and this is a guy who would, when I was playing over there, would ride out in a cart and come out and see me. And he's just a special, special guy. To be a part of that or be around that in 94, you know, when I was, you know, still young in the business was, let's face it, really cool, special memory.
Really, really special. Well, I want to get to the leaderboard of this tournament, championship, in a second. But, you know, preparing for this segment, I read some of your columns in the Post-Gazette. And I so enjoyed this line in one of the articles you wrote about the brutal test that is Oakmont, right? You said, in quotes, "There are bunkers named church pews that demand prayer, big mouth that leaves you speechless, and piano keys that play misery, not melodies." I love that line. Good job, buddy. I mean, you know, that's why they pay the big bucks,
Annie,
to be a professional journalist.
I'm just impressed that you read some of my stories. That's good enough for me. As for the tournament, Annie, I don't know if it's the U.S. Open or the John Deere Classic. That's not the most that's not the most enticing leaderboard. Let's face it. When you look at Oakmont and its desire to have a great champion to add to that list of great champions over the years, all the big names in golf, the only one missing, there's two missing. It's Arnold Palmer, who would have been there if it wasn't for Jack. And the other one is Tiger Woods, who lost to Angel Cabrera in 2007. They love have, you know, otherwise you name all the big names. you know, Jones, Sarazen, Snead, Hogan, Nicklaus, they've all been winners at Oakmont, and I think they're going to have to lower their expectations for their winner today, because it's not exactly a dazzling leaderboard. With all due respect, now Adam Scott, I think, could save them. I think Adam Scott could save this tournament. And again, with all due respect, Sam Burns is a terrific player, five-time winner. Victor Hovland has been a star in waiting, a young star in waiting for a while. Seven wins, you know, the FedEx in 2023. But, you know, all the multiple major winners are too far back. So
right.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen unless there's some miracle. So
I think the members are going crazy right now with this leaderboard.
Well, I don't think anybody's, you know, when you start looking, Annie, I was looking at like the last six or seven pairings yesterday, you know, for the third round. And I'm going, there's not a pairing there that's exciting anybody other than Hovland and Adam Scott. And, you know, nobody's rushing out to see any of those pairings. And I'll tell you the other thing, though, too. That J.J. Spahn is really impressive.
Yes,
how consistent he is. We saw it at the Players. He just doesn't go away. He just keeps knocking down the flagstick. And shot after shot, putt after putt. He ran up 12 straight pars yesterday before he birdied 17. And in the first round, I think he ran off 13 straight pars at one point.
Yeah.
11 or 13, whatever it was.
I'm impressed with his calmness. I mean, he's just has, you know, look, he's what,
right.
In his 30s. He's been around for a long time, and this is a great position for him to be in. And I'm impressed. You know what? I look at these other stories. Yeah, they're not names that people really know too well, but I'm impressed with how J.J. Spahn has hung in there. Sam Burns, the same thing. And then Adam Scott, 44 years old. You know, he's the only guy in the top 10 on the leaderboard who's won a major title. And
right,
that was the 2013
right.
Masters. And it would be the longest span if he were to win of any player between major titles, 12 years. So all of a sudden he's playing lights out, Adam Scott. It's crazy.
Yeah. And just, you know, he bogeyed the first hole yesterday and didn't make another the rest of the day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tied for the low round of the day, 67. And he's the only player in the field who hasn't shot an over par round yet. So, you know, he went 70, 70, 67. So his consistency is when I go to a major, especially a U.S. Open, I always look, one of the things I look at is who do I like as the tournament's evolving. I look at who's making the fewest mistakes. And the players who have done that for the most part are Adam Scott and J.J. Spahn. They stayed away from big numbers and a lot of mistakes. And so, you know, that, you know, to me, that's who you might have to look at today. The guy I thought going into yesterday that would be more of a factor, and he's still there, but I think he's too far back, is Ben Griffin, because he's been obviously very hot. And I thought Saturday, if he makes a little bit move, you know, keeping Scotty out of the conversation, I thought he might be a guy to keep your eye on, but I don't think that's going to happen today.
What are your thoughts about Rory McIlroy? Plus 10 overall for the championship. He did come in to the press conference yesterday after skipping a couple sessions. But, you know, we talked about his self-admitted lack of motivation after winning the Masters title and the career Grand Slam. But he's just acting kind of strange lately, I think.
You know, Annie, he's just playing, indifferently. Like, he could care less. And he basically said the thing, you know, when he was about how he was playing Friday afternoon, making the cut. He wasn't trying to make the cut. He did make the cut, and he said it's easier playing that way when the cut line is at stake. He says, and you don't care if you're there for the weekend or not. And so that's the way he's playing. I think Rory needs about a month vacation.
Yes.
I think he needs to get away from the game and wait to get re-energized or find that motivation, or whatever it is, his inspiration to work hard and compete and to win again. Because you know what? He doesn't have it now. And I'm not knocking him for it, because, you know, he's still on cloud 10 since winning the Masters. And you could just tell. It's like he almost doesn't even care to be out there.
You're absolutely right. But yet he has the Open Championship, a Royal Port Rush in Ireland.
Right.
Northern Ireland.
Ryder Cup.
Yeah, and then the Ryder Cup. So he has some big events coming up that he's going to have to, you know, he just can't take time off. I think he'd love to take time off. I get that feeling, but not for a while. And he has to get motivated pretty quickly because, you know, these two events are important.
I don't know if he has one of those Tesla battery chargers in his garage or something for himself, but he needs to do something to find that juice, because he doesn't have it. He doesn't care to have it. And it's apparent. You watch him on the golf course. You see the way he plays. It's just like he's out there. That's it.
Two more quick questions. For such a Hall of Fame career, Phil Mickelson finished his U.S. Open career without a lot of fanfare, right? I mean, six runner up in the U.S. Open, and you know, talk about a player whose popularity really kind of waned after he joined LIV, right? He just kind of went out with no fanfare at all.
Yeah, and it's a shame, Andy, because he's one of the great players of all time. He had five majors. He played in Tiger's shadow, and he has, 42 career victories. You know, his victory at Kiawa, the PGA was one of the great performances of all time. You know, you put Jack's 86 Masters, you put what Tom Watson almost did when he lost to Stewart Cink at age whatever he was, 59 or whatever time, was dazzling. Well, Phil winning the PGA at 51 is right up there with one of the all-time great performances in golf history. He's one of the most popular players in golf history, and it's a shame that his legacy is soiled by everything that occurred when he jumped to LIV Golf. The irony of the whole thing is all the things that Phil said about the PGA Tour and his reason for jumping to LIV, he was spot on. He was 100% right. And all the things that he complained about are all the things that the Tour changed after they saw what LIV Golf was doing. So, and yet, I'm not going to sit here and say he was vilified, but it's a shame, because Phil's relationship with the fans, and even out there was still great response for Phil. But it's just a shame that I think in the big picture, there's going to, you know, be some dirt thrown on his career, and it's too bad. And he went out a bad way too. By that, I mean, he was going to make the cut of double bogeys the last hole misses the cut. And that was unfortunate as well.
Yeah. Very, very sad ending, so to speak, exit here at the U.S. Open. You've been the Steelers beat writer for years. Jerry Dulac. So we got to talk a little Aaron Rodgers. What do you think about the signing? He signed a one-year deal with the Steelers, and what do you think about that?
Well, Annie, if you would have asked me 3 months ago, and people did when they, you know, there were kind of like rumors, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers and that coming to the Steelers? And I said, there's no way that's going to happen because that is so incongruous with like the Steeler way, you know, the type of players that they typically go after. And it was not perceived to be a good fit, but Mike Tomlin wanted him. And obviously the owner went along with it. And so it was the guy that they then targeted, and all along they were waiting for him. And all along they believed and kind of knew he was coming despite this delay. And people thought it looked like, you know, well, Aaron Rodgers is playing him. He's holding out. They should just let him go. Why would you wait for a guy like that? 41 years old, won only 5 games last year. You know, this is a guy that they feel for this year they need to maybe get them going where they want to go. You know, Annie, they're not a franchise in disarray. They made the playoffs for the last 5 years. They won 10 games last year, but they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years, which here is, you know, unheard of. And you know, 5 straight one and dones. And so they're trying to change that and then continue to go forward. And so, hey, look, he's a 4-time MVP. He's the great Aaron Rodgers, 7th all-time leading passer. There's no question people are excited about who he was and that he's here, but I'll see what happens when they lose a couple games and he starts throwing the ball in the turf. We'll see what happens. Annie, you might see him out at the U.S. Open today.
Ah, Steelers, Jets, MetLife Stadium, September 7th. Well, yeah, if he brings an umbrella, right?
Right, yeah, the Steelers open the season in New York against the Jets. You don't think the league was thinking of that script a while ago, do you?
Exactly. Hey, listen, always a pleasure, Jerry. See you out at Oakmont. Have a great day. Enjoy the final round, and thanks so much for joining us on Talking Golf.
Annie, I'll see you at Oakmont.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.